Good morning. We're continuing with Chayyadam Klal Amad Aleph Siman Yud Beis. So we're at the end of the Siman, and the Chayyadam says, "V'tzarach shivarach b'kol rom k'deish yishmu v'yanu v'hamavarach b'lachash v'loy shamu karav liyus b'rachasoy l'batala." So the person has to say the brachas b'kol rom. So he already differentiated that the baruchu, he definitely has to say b'kol rom, that at least 9 people could hear. Preferably, you should say it loud enough that everybody in the tzibur could hear. So everybody should be able to answer and respond. So the situation where there are 9 people who are able to hear him, it's a valid baruchu, and those people respond. The rest of the tzibur who hears those 9 people responding, if I'm in the tzibur and I hear the tzibur responding, I can respond with them as well. However, if I only come in, let's say at the end, when I hear him repeating the Baruch Hashem Baruch Olam Moed, or let's say not by getting aliyah, but in the every chakras, the Chazan says Kaddish, then he says Baruch Hu, and the Tzibur responds. I walk in a little late, or I'm coming to a later minyan. I walk in early for my minyan, and the first minyan is still going, and then I hear the Chazan saying Baruch Hashem Baruch Olam Moed. So if I walk in together with the Tzibur, I can respond with them. If I walk in and I just hear the Chazan repeating afterwards, so I say Amen. I say Amen to his Baruch. I don't say it on my own, but I say Amen to his. I don't respond on my own. I say Amen to his Baruch. Baruch Hashem Avaruch Le'olam Vo'ed. So the same thing over here. But let's say there's not 9 people listening, so it's not a Davar Shebekedusha. The Mishabura Paskin that it's not a valid Baruchu, and nobody should respond, even the people which are close enough to hear him. If he's saying it so quietly that 9 people do not hear it, it wasn't a valid Baruchu, and nobody should respond. What about the Baruchas? So the Chayyadam applies this to the Baruchas as well. And he says, "Karav liyos b'chasel levatola." It's not vade to bracha levatola. It's close to being a bracha levatola. Mashta b'shavur pasens, but he had by the brachas that your yotze, even though 9 people did not hear, but definitely the chachil, a person should say loud enough that everybody in the tzibur, that 9 people should be able to hear, and preferably he should say loud enough that everybody in the tzibur should be able to hear. Everybody in the tzibur really should be saying. The purpose of the bracha is to give kavod to the sefer to the Torah in public before we read from it. See, even though I already said a birchas Torah earlier in the day, but I repeat it again in order to give kavod to say a bracha on the Torah publicly. So I really should be saying it in a public way that everybody's able to hear. In regards to Kaddish, Mishabura then takes this point and he applies it to Kaddish as well. He says the Kaddish also, a person should say Kaddish loud enough that at least 9 people are able to hear it. Kaddish is the Davar Shebekedusha, and Davar Shebekedusha, you need 9 people to say it, to hear it, to be able to have a dinner with Davar Shebekedusha. You're saying it in a minyan of 10 people. You need to say it out loud. So he points out that if the one who's saying the Kaddish, whether it's the Chazan or the Kaddish Yosef, or Kaddish Rabbanan, is saying it so quietly that 9 people don't hear it, so it'll have the same thing as Baruch, who is not considered a valid Kaddish, and you would not respond if there's 9 people hearing it, and I'm able to hear I can't hear what he's saying, but I hear the people responding, I can respond with them. If I hear the Chazan repeating the Yeshar Abba at the end, and I didn't. The tzibur said it, and we discussed once. Really, the Chazan should say it along with the tzibur, not necessarily after the tzibur. But if he does, I would say amen. I would not say along with him. I would just say amen to what he's saying. What about saying amen? So Yeshar Abba, you hear the tzibur saying Yeshar Abba. So I say Yeshar Abba along with the tzibur. What about saying amen Yeshar Abba? So amen has to be in a paragraph of what he said before. I didn't really hear what he said before, so I shouldn't say amen. So even though the Tzibur is saying it, so maybe at first glance I should not say Amen. So Mishabur before Paskin that you could say Amen if you're able to think through and realize what he's saying, he said in the paragraph, and saying Amen, I believe that what he said in the paragraph is true. If I can think about that and say Amen, that the Brashim's name should be Yisgadal and Yisgadash. So if I'm able to think about that, I can say amen. If not, I should not answer amen. I should just say, together with the tzibur, Yesher Rabbi Mevorach L'olam, Ulam Mehem Ayah. Have a good day, and have a good Yom Kippur.